I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
So when it comes to tree stands, how high is too high? How high do you want to go? And then at what point does it start becoming a downer instead of an upper? Pun intended. We're going to answer those questions and more on this episode. And welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about tree stands. This question specifically came from a listener. Appreciate you. It's a good question, one I cannot believe I have not addressed up until this point, but it is certainly worthy of some discussion, and it's an important point, one I think that can help a lot of people. You know, how high is too high? How high should you go? How high should your stand be? If you just keep going higher, does that keep improving your odds of success? So let's break it down from the beginning. Let's answer the first question. Why do we hide in trees? Well, the answer is deer have great sense of sight. They have great sense of hearing. They have even better sense of smell. They live on the ground. Their predators are on the ground. Their food is on the ground. Their friends are on the ground. Everything they need to know about, worry about, be concerned about, be happy about, and look forward to is on the ground. So deer are usually looking around the ground. They're usually looking for danger, they're looking for fun, they're looking for food, they're looking for mating opportunities on the ground and around the ground. So if you're on the ground, there's a much better chance, there's a great chance of them seeing you, spotting you, getting spooked by you. Now, if you get off the ground, well, what's in trees? As far as deer are concerned, there are squirrels in trees and there are birds in trees, and neither of which are food or a threat. So deer do not often look up. They do look up, but they do not often look up. So when we get off the ground, specifically into a tree, it's not just a magic thing about altitude or elevation, right? If you were hovering, you know, 15, 20 feet in the middle of a field magically, I guarantee you would spook deer. But it's being up in a tree. It's being off the ground. It is being up above deer in an area that is a non-threatening place for them. You want to be in a tree in a place that they, to them, there's no reason to look up into that tree. There's no food up there. There's no threats up there. There certainly aren't any does up there. You know, they don't have any need to. They may occasionally, but it's not a regular thing that is always constantly happening. So we want to get off the ground to get out of their regular line of sight and out of their regular frame of mind, right? They're not looking for hunters in trees. Now, from my own experience, I can tell you I've hunted on the ground. I've hunted in trees. I've hunted just sitting on the ground. I've hunted in a blind, and I've hunted in trees. And from just sitting on the ground, on a chair, on a bucket, leaning against a tree, whatever it is, I would say 4 out of 5 deer that came by spooked. They noticed me. They would snort, they would blow, they would stomp their feet, they would jump and run and make all kinds of ruckus. But Either way, I got spotted. I got busted 4 out of 5 times. Now, I may have even shot the deer that spooked and started stomping its foot at me. In fact, I remember the last one I shot last year. I was literally on a walkabout. Spotted this deer, got a little closer, stood up. It stood up, stomped its foot. My 308 stomped back. Right? It was, you know, it's just one of those kind of scenarios. But more often than not, you're not getting the shot off in time. But I'd say 4 out of 5 deer that I've seen in my own personal experience from hunting on the ground, 4 out of 5 deer spooked. 4 out of 5 deer noticed me and they were gone. Hunting in a tree stand, I would say it's probably the reverse. I'd say maybe 1 out of 5 deer noticed me. Probably less than that, actually. Probably more like 1 in 8 or 1 in 10 noticed I was there and took notice of me. And even then, usually because I was being careless, didn't know deer were around, I was fidgeting or standing up, stretching, something like that, and spooked deer. But in terms of just sitting there, you know, with my game on, quiet, motionless, very, very few deer I've had spook for me in a tree stand for any reason. But almost all of them hunting on the ground. Now, in a hunting blind, I think it's somewhere in between the middle of the two. Somewhere in between the two. I've had a lot of deer. You know, if a deer gets wind downwind of me in a hunting blind, there's a good chance they're going to blow and snort and it's gonna be a mess. But if you can keep the wind right, I'd say, you know, probably 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 5 had no idea I was ever there. Maybe more than that. But it's somewhere in between hunting on the ground and then hunting in a tree. Often I found in a blind, you know, the deer will walk out right in front of you. They'll look up at you. They'll notice something's not quite right. And then they'll just mosey on their way. But if you wanted to take that deer, you had the chance. You know, you had plenty of time to do it. But in a tree definitely is where I have found deer notice you the least, they're spook the least, you have the best odds. So this is why we go up into a tree. This is the reason. Because it gives us that extra level of stealth, gets us out of the deer's regular field of view, out of their regular frame of mind, and it's significant. I remember the first time I hunted out of a tree stand. Deer walked right up to my tree, walked right on by, never looked up, never changed its stride, never did anything. I was sitting there like, he's got no idea I'm here. It felt like I was cheating. I couldn't believe how easy this was. Now, after hunting on the ground, that's the way that it felt. So, you know, it's just the reason that we do it. So then the question is, well, how high do you need to get to maximize that factor? Well, there's a couple answers to this, and there's a few variables you need to consider. I also forgot to mention scent. When you get into a tree, you get your scent up off the ground. Now, usually when you're hunting, especially in the morning, you've got thermals. And thermals, you know, the sun hits the ground, the air heats up, the air rises, so your scent is going up. But when you're on the ground, it's got a long ways to go. And if there's any wind at all, any breeze at all, you are leaving a trail hundreds of yards back through the woods, whichever way that wind's blowing, with your scent. You get up into a tree, that scent starts in the air and then starts going up. You've got much smaller scent signature that's detectable on the ground. Of course, if they're perfectly downwind from you, they can smell you. Deer have great noses. There's almost nothing you can do to scent proof yourself against deer. You can't do it. You have to hunt the wind. You got to know where to blow your scent, where the deer are going to be coming from, when to hunt what stand, and the wind is your ally. You want to use the wind on purpose to blow your scent away from the deer. But when you get into a tree, you take the scent off the ground, it starts in the air, and then if you've got thermals that are taking it up, you're dispersing it, you're getting it out of there. there's a much less chance, even if you get a, you know, contrary wind, it's a normally blowing east, and then all of a sudden it switches and blows west for 10 minutes and before switching back. Your scent is higher. There's much less of it that's going to be detectable at ground level. Maybe 50% less. I don't know. I'm just making up numbers, but it's a significant improvement. You're less likely to spook deer on the ground with scent based on that. Now, if you're hunting in the evening, not necessarily the case, because in the morning, you've got thermals going up. In the evening, that cool air is coming down and settling, so your scent's actually going down. So you need to be careful about where you're hunting out of trees in the evening, because that can work against you. But that's another episode. That's another topic. That's another show. So we got to get up into the tree in order to just get us out of there, get us away from their line of sight and their frame of mind, and a little bit from their nose. So how high? What's the magic height? Well, you want to get up high enough to your outside of their regular field of view while they're walking around cruising. So, you know, deer are 3-4 feet tall. So you obviously need to get higher than 3 or 4 feet. They stand up fully erect. You know, they can get up 5-6 feet maybe. So you got to get higher than that for sure. And, you just... What's their field of view up and down, right? There's no magic cone in terms of how high they can see. They just bend their head. They can see straight up if they want. But you really need to get about 15 feet in the air. About 15 feet is about the sweet spot. So you get up 15 feet in the air. 15 to 20 feet is really where you want to be. It's the altitude that you want to get to. That is high enough to be out of that regular field of view. Again, you know, if a deer's 200 yards back, the difference between you being on the ground and you being 15 feet up in the air is like, you know, 10 degrees of vision. They don't even need to move their head. But they're not looking up. They're looking down. They're not focusing on up. They're focusing on down. So you need to think like a deer does. It's also why you need to be stealthy in the tree. And, you know, topography plays a little bit into it as well. If you're hunting on a hillside, you can get away with not being up as high because you've already got altitude from the hillside if the deer are walking in the valley below you. But at the same time, you need to be high enough so that you're not in that first portion of tree, right? Just having altitude in and of itself isn't the magic thing. It's they're looking at the bases of trees because predators could hide behind the bases of trees. Coyotes, bears, depending on where you are, wolves could be hiding behind trees. So they're looking at the bases of trees. They're looking at the bases of trees at the level they're walking. They're looking at the bases of trees at the top of the hill above them. So you need to get up above the base of the tree in order to have enough altitude to be out of the regular line of detection and consideration for predators. So even if you're hunting a lot higher above them on a hillside, you still need to be far enough off the ground on that tree that they're not looking for things hiding behind the base of your tree and they see you, right? So that's sort of the why you got to get up about 15 feet. Now, you know, is 10 feet high enough? You know, it could be. Depending on, you know, the topography and how thick the foliage is. But I think about 15 feet is about where you want to go. Somewhere between 15 and 20 feet is ideal. So what about going higher than 20 feet, right? You're getting further off the ground. You're getting away from the deer.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You are getting your scent higher off the ground. You know, you're making it harder for them to see you. They really got to look up higher. They, you know, you would think all these things that you could do in order to improve your odds of not being spotted by deer. And the answer is, you know, that's true to a point, right? If deer have a reason to look up, whether you're 15, 20 feet or 50 feet, they're going to see you. All they got to do is just tilt their head just like you can and look up. So if they've got a reason to look up, if they hear something up in the tree, if they see something, if there's a flash of light, if they smell something up in the tree, whatever might cause them to look up, if they look up, they're going to see you. So you really, you know, there's not as much benefit there as you might think. There's a little, right? A little more distance, a little higher, maybe a little less likely to be seen. But in my opinion, especially for new hunters, the drawbacks of going higher are not worth it. In fact, you're at a bigger disadvantage the higher you go than whatever gains you might get stealth-wise. So the reasons are this. First and foremost, you've got safety challenges. Okay, the higher you go, the more you got to climb. Most tree stands, most ladder stands, sets of ladders, climbing sticks, they usually go 15 or 20 feet. So if you want to go higher than that, then you've got to start to cobble together multiple climbing systems. This starts to get, you know, this just adds layers of complexity and layers of danger. You are improving, you're increasing your risk of something happening. You know, just the longer you spend climbing increases the risk of a climbing accident. The more climbing gear you've got to bolt and staple and strap onto that tree is the more things that can fail. You've got one climbing system that's safe and good, and then you start trying to add another one 20 feet in the air and get that set up, and you're just increasing the risk of something happening. Even a lot of the safety harnesses and ropes and systems and things like that, you know, you tie one at the bottom, one at the top, and you can latch on to it. So no matter where you are in the climb, those are usually not much longer than 20 feet. So you've got all sorts of complexity to get higher. Now, maybe you've got a climbing stand, which I don't recommend for new hunters unless you are traveling deep in the public land, but you got a climbing stand. So, you know, you can just inch your way up and down the tree as high as you want. Well, it still takes time, still takes energy, still takes effort, there's still risk, and it still makes noise. Like, well, I'm super quiet, I don't make any noise. You think you're not making any noise. Which is the last words by hunters that come out of the woods with nothing. Well, I wasn't making any noise, you think. But obviously they heard something. So the longer you're climbing, the more of that's going on, the more risk, the more everything else. So that's one thing. Now, that's not huge. You can overcome that. It's not a big deal. If you're a tough guy, you don't care. You just, you know, whatever higher is better, right? Well, then you have the issue of geometry. So the higher you get, the more you're going to have to shoot down. And the ideal shot on a deer is a double lung broadside shot. Don't let anybody tell you anything else. Well, hard shot's better. No, hard shot is not better. Okay, deer can run further with a hard shot than they can with a great double lung shot. Because they can't breathe with the double lung shot. They know something's wrong. They do not have the capacity to keep running. Oftentimes, they'll just collapse just from shock of not being able to breathe. Even though they could run a bit, they're just trying to hide. They're not sure what's going on. They know they're hindered. Whereas a heart shot, all they know is it hurts. And they've got a shot of adrenaline that goes through their system. And they can run, They can run like a bottle rocket for a few hundred yards with no heart. Absolutely can. In fact, the deer that I've shot through the heart ran further than the deer that I have shot through the lungs. So, you know, yeah, sure, a heart-shot deer is going to die, but a double-lung-shot deer is going to die too, and it's probably going to run less. Also, a heart is very small. It is the size smaller than a baseball in a deer, whereas a double-lung-shot is much, much easier, much larger target. People try to shoot for the neck or the spine or the brain. Yeah, those shots can instantly end the hunt. They can instantly kill or incapacitate the deer, but you're talking about a much smaller target. You're talking about tiny, tiny targets that you're shooting at. You know, for the spine, you're looking at the size of a garden hose or smaller. The brain is not as large as you might think, and it's very easy to miss that target and just deliver a gruesome wound that that deer won't die from for days to come, and a terrible, hideous, gangrene or unable to eat kind of death. And you just don't, it's not worth it. There's no reason. People say, oh, well, I don't want to ruin the meat. How much meat is it between the inside of the rib cage and the skin on both sides? How much meat is really there? You want to know? I could tell you, you're at about 3/8 of an inch. If it's a big deer, maybe you've got a whole inch of meat. Maybe that entry hole, you're talking about, you know, 1 inch by 1 inch. So you've got a cubic inch lost on the entry hole. Maybe the exit hole is 5 times larger. So 5 cubic inches. Okay? That's nothing. That's nothing. Most people don't take any meat off the ribs anyway. They don't even care. They just leave it to the dogs. Throw it away. It's not worth their time. Now, if you shoot them through the shoulder, okay, you might lose a little more meat, but that's not the best place to shoot them. You want to shoot them right through the ribs. Through both lungs, you ruin almost no meat. I mean, it's the best, it is the most consistent, easiest target, most humane, best way to go. But no matter, regardless, the higher you get, your target now, you had a big deer you were shooting at sideways, now you're shooting down at the back of a deer. You have a much more narrow target. It's much harder to hit a vital area from a deer high up in the air. You've got some kind of angle there, right? So, you know, you're trying to hit both lungs, or you're trying to find the heart. You can't even see how the bottom of that animal is oriented to the ground. You got all kind of angles going on, especially if you're an archery hunter, that's going to wreak havoc with your point of aim and your actual line distance and your hypotenuse. Now, yeah, you can practice and you can get over that, but it's still a much smaller target, much smaller to hit. And now you've got a lot more branches and stuff that are vertical up and down and things that you have to contend with for a much smaller target. So it's harder, not just hit the animal, period, but it's harder to get a fatal hit. So you don't want to do that. You're really decreasing your odds, and then it makes it much easier to get a bad shot, to hit an area you didn't want to hit, to have to force yourself to take a bad shot because there was no chance of a good one. Also, you're getting further away from the deer, which is going to affect archery hunters a lot more. You know, if you're 15 feet in the air and that deer is 20 yards away from you, that's a different deal than if you are 60 feet in the air. Well, you just added a lot more distance to that shot. And now you've added angle and you've added geometry and you better be a math whiz and you better really have practice with that thing and know what you're doing and know what your angles are and where to hit your little tiny target you've got. And now you're shooting through more animal vertically. You're shooting through more animals, so now you're ruining more meat. You've got more bones in the way, especially if, you know, for archery, you've got a lot more that arrowhead has to contend with now and penetrate through in order to find something. If you're a rifle target or rifle hunter, you're hunting, putting that bullet straight down through that animal. You are destroying way more of the animal than you were with a good broadside shot. So it's not a great, it's not helping you. Your chances of missing or non-fatally wounding an animal are much, much higher the higher in the tree that you get. So you've got difficulty with hitting it. You've got smaller target because of geometry. You've got safety concerns, and you're just adding to that equation the higher that you get. And then you've got, you know, in terms of sight and line of sight and trying to see, okay, where is the deer? Where are they going to come from? Your everything changes. Your angles change. Everything gets further away. And it's not a help. It's not something that improves your odds. So I think the stealth gain, the potential stealth gain is small. And I think the risk of not being able to connect with your target or taking a bad shot, missing the target, or having a safety issue only go up. And I think the cons outweigh the benefits, which is probably why all the tree stand people and tree ladder people and everything else, they all top out at about 20 feet. They've just come to the conclusion through all the years this industry has been going that it's just not ideal to go any higher. It's not worth going any higher. You don't gain much from going much higher. And so that's sort of where it all tops out. So how high is too high? 21 feet is too high. No, I mean, you know, 21 feet is fine. You know, 1 foot's not going to change the game. But you really don't need to get much higher than 15 feet. You know, if you want to get any higher than 15 feet, it should be based on the land, the topography, where you're hunting, you know, the branches. Maybe you need to get 3 feet higher to get above some branches that would cause you problems, you know, stuff like that. It is what it is. But in terms of the benefit versus what you're losing, you don't need to go higher than 20 feet. So I hope that's helpful for you guys. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes for this episode. Lots of other episodes on deer hunting. All kinds of deer hunting. All kinds of other hunting. We've got other episodes on tree stands. How to find a stand. Where to set up. How to put your cameras out. Setting up a mock scrape. Water holes. Everything else you might want to do for habitat improvement. So we couldn't cover all that in any one episode. But that's all there. So head there. Send me a note. Send me an email. Send me a question. We'd love to hear from you. Till next time, God bless you, and go get them in the woods.